Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So just a few minutes ago, Katie was talking about how she was out for her little run, and a woman got in her kitchen. It was an awkward exchange, and she was very mean. Dog was barking. Children were crying.
There's a lot going on.
The police showed up.
Okay. Well, didn't get like that.
I will
but...
say, this is the second time within a couple weeks somebody's got in your kitchen. First was at Target with that young lady that got in your face, told you to move.
I know.
And now the lady at the park telling you to move.
People underestimate.
Is it you?
I think people underestimate.
It might
no,
be you.
I think people underestimate me because I have a smile on my face, and they think they can come at me, and then they try and step up, and I'm like, "Well,
punch the happy lady."
Wait a second. So we put a stop to that real quick.
I will say, if this happens a third time,
maybe it's me.
Maybe it's you. So okay. We'll wait for that to pop next week, probably.
Come at me, bro.
And then, yes, Katie was encouraging everybody just to be out there and smile. Just be happier.
Yeah.
Smile. Just smile about things. Be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can do a lot for your mood specifically. So I'm just saying, it can only help.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a story here.
Okay.
People who have to fake smiles at work or suppress their emotions, which is generally me.
Yeah. Well, we have to compartmentalize a lot of our life to do this job.
I fake smiles so much.
You have
hey,
to.
It is good to see you. Hey, yeah. What time do you wake up in the morning? Oh, let me tell you. So, research is showing that people who regularly suppress their emotions or force fake smiles at work experience significantly higher levels of stress and emotional exhaustion. Reach it.
Oh.
It's a phenomenon called emotional labor, and it requires workers to regulate or hide their true feelings in professional environments, which is, you know, good. So you're not going around punching people. Now, they say this is not a good idea because higher emotional labor translates to increased rates of binge drinking when you get home. So if you're faking your smiles at work, you're going to go home and get tanked.
Okay.
So stop it.
But that's the thing, is there's also something to be said about emotional maturity and not letting things get
to you. You know, after you've been somewhere for 20 years.
It's one thing if, like, every time you wander into the kitchen, somebody stuck their finger into your lunch, right? Somebody's got their finger in your lunch pail. Like, after a while, that would irritate me. That would get me going.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd be able to
quit fingering my sandwiches.
Exactly. Stop. Get your hands out of my stuff.
Yeah.
But if it's just, like, the normal, like, nobody filled the the printer ink.
That's you just got to move on.
You just got to deal
gotta
with it.
You got to move on.
Yeah, you can't like you have to be able
but
to control your emotions in a regular
day after
setting.
Day after day, Katie.
So you're just able to let go and unleash on people you work with?
No, you don't want to do that. You just go home and yell at your family and drink is what you do. So you got to be careful. You got to get in that mindset where you have to let things go.
Right?
Yeah, but I mean, I've had four beers before this show this morning, so there is that.
It's just
I think everybody can like point to the one person at work too who you feel like might snap at some point, right?
Oh yeah, easy.
I mean,
okay, everybody say ours. One, two,
three.
Not
gonna do it.
Everybody's got one, Katie.
Oh, man.
Now, on the heels of that, there is a way. Katie, you're gonna love this. How you can train your brain to be more optimistic?
Well, yeah.
This
absolutely.
Is what you need. This is what you're all about this morning.
Yeah.
So there's three ways. The first way is to make a ta-da list.
Ta-da! I love this. Do we get to say ta-da?
At the end
I'm
of the day, you write down everything you got done, not just the big stuff. Even like little things like I drank enough water today, I washed my socks. The goal is to remind yourself that you did a lot. You accomplished a lot of things, and that builds small amounts of confidence throughout the day for you.
I like this a lot.
It's a ta-da list.
Yeah, because I do stuff. And
yes,
so
you do, Katie.
Like so you mark stuff off.
Yours could be I do stuff list.
Yes.
Although ta-da list is pretty darn
I like
cuter.
Ta-da.
It's
I
really
wanna
cute.
I want to say ta-da.
Okay, then you need to schedule worry time. So instead of stressing all day long, give your worries a set time and place. Write them down as they pop up and then come back to them later. And then ask yourself, can I control this? And if the answer is no, you got to try to let it go. So you got your ta-da list, and then you got your worry list.
I like that,
That's not bad. So like at 5 o'clock every night, you sit down with yourself.
Yeah.
You look at your worries, and you just you acknowledge them, and then you send them off into the universe.
Is that
right?
When you binge drink?
That's
when you crack open four Natty Lights and then you worry. Okay. And then the other one is use realistic affirmations. It's called the 7 out of 10 rule. Pick something you believe is 70% already. Pick something that you believe 70% already. Like, I'm a hard worker.
Okay.
I'm a hard worker. I believe that 70%. Then say it daily. Over time, your brain starts to believe it more, and then you change that 70% into 100 because you keep saying it so much. You're like, I am 100% a hard worker. That one's kind of dumb.
No, I like that one too.
Really?
She loves it.
I like the, you know, personal, the mantras, the manifestations, the...
Yeah, you're all about it.
I am. Like, I like those reminding yourself, like, it's all about your core beliefs and stuff. So I love that. I love this. Jeremy, you brought some good stuff today.
You're welcome.
Ta-da!
I'm going to put that on my to-do list tonight. Yay! I did something good on the show. I made Katie happy.
Way to go, Jer!
Ta-da! Stupid.